from KQED.
Well, anyone heading to Yosemite this summer can expect long lines of cars and plenty of camping restrictions. It wasn't always that way. In the early 20th century, cars were actually encouraged. Campers sprawled out in the meadows. And get this, giant streaks of fire fell from the granite cliffs. Alice Daniel has this story about a new Yosemite Valley Museum exhibit showcasing that era.
There's a place that's got me going, where the breeze is blowing, in the Yosemite. I've got to hurry to the place, it's Camp Curry, surely it's the place for me.
Tom Bopp regularly strikes the piano keys for folks at the Wawona Hotel. But today, he's outside the Yosemite Valley Museum celebrating early park life with some old tunes. Inside, the one-room exhibit includes Ansel Adams and Edward Weston photographs, vintage hotel and camp brochures, a 1920s wooden dog sled, an Indian brand motorcycle, and even a 9-pound trout caught in the Merced River. And there's also the original sheet music for the 1915 song Bop is Singing, Toot Your Horn for Camp Curry.
And its sole purpose was to encourage people to drive their cars into Yosemite. It came right out in the ragtime era. So toot your horn for Curry and keep on tooting too. Fill up your lungs and let a mighty toot roar from you.
It was an anything-goes era for Yosemite. Dog sledding in the valley, winter ice carnivals, and yes, even the world-renowned firefalls from Glacier Point that were a mainstay of the park until the late 60s.
A mound of red fir bark is piled at the edge of the cliff and set afire.
A promotional film describes the flames turning to bright embers as thousands of onlookers below sound the call to let the fire fall.
Then the waiting fire tenders push the coals over the brink. Silently, the glowing cascade bands out into a fiery cataract.
Julia Parker is a Native American who lived in Yosemite's Indian village beginning in the late 40s. She says the exhibit's historic sign for Camp Curry reminds her of the fire fall.
Curry Village up there, they would sing in order to have Indian way, they would sing the Indian love call when they pushed the firefall over. And so that always, I kind of got a big kick out of that. This is my friend here. Charlotte Ewing.
I know.
Yeah, Charlotte Ewing. She is, you can tell her what you're doing.
Barker's friend, Charlotte Ewing Wilson, grew up in Yosemite and says the valley was her playground. She came to the exhibit after visiting her grandparents' graves in the nearby Pioneer Cemetery.
My grandfather was here in the cavalry before it was a park. He was stationed at Wawona.
Wilson was born in 1927, the same year the Ahwahnee Hotel was built. She recalls playing croquet with Shirley Temple on the hotel's lawn. Jack Benny gave her an autograph, and she witnessed other celebrity icons riding around in fancy convertibles.
Icons didn't mean too much to me in those days. I remember seeing a blonde go by my grandpa's house, and somebody told me it was Jean Harlow, but I had no clue who Jean Harlow was.
She says Yosemite has changed a lot since she was a little girl, but it's still home. One reason the 84-year-old took the mountain roads from nearby Mariposa for a nostalgic glimpse of her past. The exhibit of early 20th century life in the park runs through October. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Yosemite.